In the last year, annual investment in quantum computing didn't just grow, it exploded by 3.6 times to over $12.6 billion. IBM alone just committed $10 billion over the next 5 years. This isn't just about research anymore, it's a global arms race for computational supremacy. So, what does this mean for your business, and are you prepared for the cryptographic reset that's coming with it? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that's reshaping industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, it's all about quantum. We've seen a flurry of activity in the last few days that signals a major inflection point. We're moving from the lab to the real world, and the deadlines are now getting very real. Today, we're tracking three major developments. First, the unprecedented government mandates in the U.S. and Europe that are forcing a new era of cybersecurity. Second, the hardware arms race, with breakthrough after breakthrough in the quest for a stable, error-corrected quantum computer. And finally, the commercial reality, where the money is flowing and which industries are already placing their bets. Troy, let's start with the government angle. On June 23rd, the White House issued an executive order mandating a transition to something called post-quantum cryptography, or PQC. This sounds like a big deal.
It is a landmark decision, Susie. The order sets hard deadlines for U.S. federal agencies. They must migrate their systems for key establishment to PQC by December 31, 2030, and digital signatures by December 31, 2031. This is a direct response to the Harvest Now, Decrypt Later threat.
Okay, break that down for us. What is Harvest Now, Decrypt Later, and why does this federal deadline matter to a private manufacturer in Stuttgart or a trading firm in Houston?
Adversaries, both state-sponsored and criminal, are currently stealing and storing massive amounts of encrypted data. They can't break the encryption today, but they're betting that a future fault-tolerant quantum computer will. When that computer arrives, all that data, intellectual property, financial records, national security secrets, becomes an open book. This executive order is the U.S. government signaling that the threat is no longer theoretical.
So the government is protecting its own data. But what's the specific impact on manufacturers and traders?
The order explicitly extends to all federal contractors. If you're in the supply chain for defense, aerospace, or even just a service provider to a federal agency, you will be required to comply with these NIST PQC standards, like FIPS 203 and 204, by the end of 2030. European manufacturers who are part of these transatlantic supply chains must take note. This is the new cost of doing business with the U.S. government. For trading companies, it means you must vet your partner's cryptographic security. Your data's integrity depends on the weakest link in your value chain.
And what's the actionable insight here? What should executives be doing right now?
They need to appoint a PQC migration lead immediately, as the order mandates for federal agencies. Start inventorying your most critical data and systems, your high-value assets. Begin conversations with your IT and cybersecurity vendors about their PQC roadmaps. This isn't a distant problem for 2029. The transition is complex and needs to start now. The U.S. government just fired the starting gun for the entire Western enterprise market.
That certainly puts a deadline on things. But this all hinges on the arrival of a powerful quantum computer. Let's talk about the hardware itself. The core problem has always been that qubits, the basic units of quantum information, are incredibly fragile and prone to errors. Where are we in solving that?
We're seeing dramatic progress on the fundamental challenge of quantum error correction. Just this week, we had three major and very different announcements. First, Finland's IQM quantum computers reported a breakthrough using what they call directional tile codes.
That sounds technical. What does it mean in business terms?
It means efficiency. To create one stable, reliable, logical qubit, you often need to bundle thousands of noisy physical qubits to constantly correct for errors. IQM's method reduces that physical qubit overhead by a factor of up to 1,000. For a manufacturer looking to simulate a new material, this means the hardware required could be 1,000 times smaller, cheaper, and more achievable in the near term. It drastically shortens the roadmap to a commercially useful machine.
A 1,000-fold improvement is huge. What were the other breakthroughs?
The Paris and Boston-based company Alice and Bob unveiled their Helium quantum system. It uses a completely different approach with what are called cat qubits. The key innovation here is that error correction is embedded directly into the hardware itself, specifically targeting bit flip errors. It's like building a car with self-repairing tires instead of just keeping a spare in the trunk. This simplifies the entire system.
And the third? I assume one of the big tech giants is in the mix.
Correct.
Google Quantum AI demonstrated on their Willow processor that their surface code approach works as designed, showing an exponential suppression of logical error rates. While IQM and Alice and Bob are creating new error correction blueprints, Google is proving that one of the most well-established theoretical models is practical and scalable. For US and European companies, this diversity of approach is critical. It's not one horse in the race, it's a field of thoroughbreds, which de-risks the overall timeline. The actionable insight is that the engineering problems are now being solved. Executives should no longer ask if, but when, and the answer to when is getting shorter every quarter.
Okay, so governments are mandating a defense, and the hardware is getting exponentially better. That brings us to commercial reality. Where is the money flowing, and which industries will see the first real impact?
The investment is staggering. A PitchBook report from June 26 shows VC funding hit a record $3.9 billion in 2025. But a panel at VivaTech in Paris just updated that, citing a 3.6-fold increase in annual investment to $12.6 billion. We're seeing massive rounds, like Atom Computing securing a $100 million Series C on top of a $100 million letter of intent from the U.S. Department of Commerce. This is serious capital.
And it's not just VCs and governments. Big industry players are getting involved. What are the first mover sectors?
Healthcare and life sciences are at the front of the line. A healthcare IT news report on June 25th noted that Moderna is already using hybrid quantum classical workflows to optimize mRNA design. Roche is collaborating with QCware on quantum machine learning for biomarker discovery. An SCI report identified quantum simulation for drug discovery as one of 10 breakthroughs ready to change the world, noting the market value has doubled in 5 years.
So for pharmaceutical and chemical manufacturers in the US and Europe, the race is already on?
Absolutely. The competitive advantage will go to the companies that master quantum simulation first. This allows you to model molecular interactions at a fundamental level that is impossible for classical supercomputers. It means faster drug discovery, designing more efficient catalysts, and creating novel materials. For European chemical giants and American pharma leaders, this is not a technology to watch. It's a capability to acquire.
What about trading companies and distributors? Where do they fit in?
Their immediate concern is twofold. First, security, as we discussed with PQC. Second, opportunity. Look at the partnerships forming, like Quantinuum and HPE integrating quantum with high-performance computing for enterprise clients, or Zapata Quantum and NVIDIA scaling up quantum chemistry benchmarking. Western distributors should be identifying the key players in the quantum supply chain, from component makers like Canada's Cubic, which just raised $2.5 million for its cryogenic amplifiers, to the software and platform providers. Building relationships now will be critical for sourcing and distribution as these systems scale.
So the actionable advice is to start building a quantum-ready strategy?
Precisely. Start by identifying one high-value optimization or simulation problem in your R&D or logistics pipeline that is currently unsolvable. Engage with quantum providers like IBM, Quantinuum, or Pascal on small-scale pilot projects. The goal isn't immediate ROI, it's to build institutional knowledge. As the VivaTech panel concluded, early business value is already here for those willing to engage.
An incredible amount of change in just 1 week. Troy, let's distill this down. What are the three key takeaways for our listeners?
First, the quantum threat to cybersecurity is now official U.S. policy. The 2030 and 2031 deadlines for post-quantum cryptography are a signal for all Western companies. You must begin your migration strategy immediately. Your supply chain partners and your customers will soon demand it. Second, the hardware is accelerating past key roadblocks. Major advances in error correction from firms like IQM, Google, and Alice and Bob mean that the arrival of fault-tolerant systems is a question of when, not if. The timeline for practical quantum advantage in specific fields like material science and pharmaceuticals is likely within the next 3 to 5 years, much sooner than many executives think. Third, the capability era of quantum has begun. The surge in private and public investment, now in the tens of billions, is funding a rapid commercialization push. Early adopters in pharma and finance are already building a decisive market advantage. The actionable insight is clear. You must invest in quantum literacy now. Start small, identify a core business challenge, and partner with an expert. The cost of being a late mover will be insurmountable.
A clear call to action. Troy, thank you for translating this complex landscape into actionable intelligence.
My pleasure, Susie.
That's all the time we have for this week's Troy Technical Intelligence. Our goal is to give you the strategic foresight you need to compete and win. If you found this briefing valuable, please subscribe on your podcast platform of choice so you never miss an update. Join us again next week for your essential briefing on technology and strategy.